Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Greetings, dogling, wiggling, man's ass, clowns, the clown, Zog Plain, in the open air, coast to coast, house we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found, sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 128.5 of the Movement Turd, and tonight, 8:42 Granby Central Unstandard Time. This is Pastor Mark Dzerzhinsky Linstead, and this is episode number 128.5 of the Movement Turd. And I'm going to go ahead and call it, since it's the 28th of June, 2012, I'm going to call it Black Thursday, Dred Scott 2 leads to Civil War 2. Now, this is rather a black or a red letter day, black because it's not going to end well, and red because it's going to end in Civil War, of course. But essentially, I went ahead, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to go ahead and talk about. I was paying attention last night to where, this Robert Magnuson, who hangs around Edgar Steele, and he was bringing up that 2 years ago or so that Edgar Steele got railroaded, arrested, what have you, and it didn't end up well. He's in prison, Edgar Steele is. And he got convicted last May, not this May, but last May of 2011. And essentially, here he came over on VNNF and fought with this Don Pauley creep here. And Don Pauley, of course, thinks that Edgar Steele is crazy. And if he only listened to Don Pauley, why Don Pauley could go ahead and save Edgar Steele. Even though that's nonsense, essentially a crazy plea only works if you end up having the prosecutor in on it. Essentially, this Robert Magnuson is pretty well getting on VNNF and making Pauley the parrot, or Don Pauley, screech sort of like Hattie Scott does. Well, essentially, somebody goes ahead and disagrees with these little tards here. And right tonight, we got guest number four. It's a Mamzer, Melungeon, Pisser, Possum of some sort or another here, making the stupid claim this is an ADL show. Folks, pretty well, like I always get to, is that this show is a gossip show about the bowel movement. There is no saving the bowel movement. There's no saving Zog Babylon. Essentially, I urge everyone to simply give up on Zog. Give up on Zog and go ahead and essentially save yourself and buy enough ammunition to go ahead and shoot the wiggers, the niggers, the beaners, and the rest here who are coming like zombie niggers to go ahead and raid your stash here. Last night I was listening to Harold Covington several times, and essentially he was pointing out that even his radio, or his Northwest Imperative, essentially is doomed because essentially it's way too late to go ahead and go with what is coming down the road. And he didn't even know what this issue would be. I didn't either. I actually thought that essentially the Supreme Court and this so-called conservative bunch would go ahead and essentially rule that white people, what few white middle-class people remain, don't have to go ahead and provide another entitlement. Well, it's really not an entitlement. What it is actually a tax. Essentially, it's designed to go ahead and take out what little money remains after all the looting by the banksters and the rest of the bailed-out nitwits. Essentially, it's designed to go ahead and take it from what few white people remain and tell them that they have to go ahead and pay a tax if they don't go ahead and essentially give up a sixth of what remains of their money to health care. So it's just like the Arizona thing here. It goes ahead and sort of offers a few things, but actually goes ahead and gives you less than what you started with. In any case, folks, I think today's bill or today's drooling, because, you know, by the Whigger who went ahead, switched in time to save nine, sort of like the Supreme Court did way back in 1935, something like that, went ahead, essentially, and chose a political direction to go ahead and give FDR whatever the hell he wants. Today, they're going ahead and giving the drooling Whigger and Jew Alliance, which essentially wants to go ahead and destroy the white race, what they wanted. They said, by going ahead, that this was nothing more than a tax. And Congress, you know, gets the right to go ahead and tax, gets to go ahead and force people to buy something, not from the government, but from a private corporation, which is pretty well paying the Republicans off. And pretty well what the Republicans are, they're just sort of like the other side. They pretend to be against it. Essentially what this is, it's telling you that you have to go ahead and buy something. You can't go ahead and just simply choose to die. You can't just simply, rather than go ahead and receive expensive medical treatment from which you don't know how much it costs in advance. Essentially what happens is that they're going ahead and using this to go ahead and treat you and then go ahead and bankrupt you. Literally, a car accident or a heart attack or something can go ahead and bankrupt you. Take everything you got. Allow some bill collector to go ahead and collect it for pennies on the dollar and then go get a garnishee. Essentially, this bill allows the government and its little cronies to get into your life and take what little you got if you're left, if you're white. Now, I didn't think this bill would pass or this thing would be declared constitutional, because essentially what it was saying is that essentially Congress or whatever, whoever's in power can do whatever the hell they want to, and so much for the fiction of limited government. Many of the time, a regime which is on the ropes has gone ahead essentially and grasped for something, either foreign or domestic, grasped for what it could get, and then went ahead and fell short. It went ahead, wasn't able to go ahead and get it. Now, I'm looking at this thing. I sort of think this is that essentially Tsar Babylon has decided it has the unlimited power to tax the remaining Whigger middle class to pay for niggers and get medical care and to make sure the corporations get bailed out. And this is really Dred Scott, too. That the Whiggers, white men, have no rights. The Tsar Babylon and Zoglings need respect. And I think it's going to end up meaning, just like Dred Scott 1 led to Civil War 1, that Dred Scott 2 will go ahead and lead to Civil War 2. Let's see. Tsar Babylon can't now pay for spending. It goes ahead and has what? Oh, I think it goes ahead and spends, what, 62 cents of every dollar? The remaining 42 is what is actually able to be paid for. It may be the opposite, but it doesn't really matter. Because essentially we have deficit after deficit after deficit here. But they're going ahead and blaming entitlements like Social Security and Medicare. And essentially, Medicare is not salvageable. It's been, you know, the price of medical care has been increasing by 9% a year, three times the rate of supposed inflation. Go ahead and look at if you go ahead and compare what happened in 1980 to now, the same thing is that 30 years from now, there is a Zog left here, why he'll be paying $15 trillion. A year. Now that isn't going to be, you know, attainable. What happens though is that this latest tax that they call a tax now, as opposed to penalty, is not an entitlement, but rather a mandate upon those who still have some freedom of action to do as Zog demands under penalty of law. It'll suck out what little economic activity remains, what little bit remains of any spending money. And unlike when I used to be in Europe, in Germany, 30 years ago, to where essentially the the government went ahead and essentially took about 4/5 of the German's pay, but essentially paid him back because it was a socialist government, it would go ahead and allow him to spend a portion upon, well, his own fund, his own thing here. But essentially, the government took most of it in places like Sweden and Germany and France. But here in America, essentially, the government takes most of it and just goes ahead and gives it to Jews or gives it to niggers or gives it to somebody else here. You are expected to go ahead and raise your family, if it's not destroyed, sold, bought, whatever, with what little you got left. And what little you got left has just been taken another dope out of. But Adam, this is not an entitlement. This is a mandate. Now, how I think it's not going to work is that you already got a number of people who no longer file income tax returns. What I'd like to understand is how in the world is a regime which is not able to essentially force people to file an income tax form, how are they going to go ahead, because it's unconstitutional and they're not going to go ahead and pay it, how are they going to go ahead and force someone to pay a penalty when they're no longer working or active in the system? What happens when the IRS goes ahead and starts kicking down doors and starts running around demanding that somebody pay this fine, pay this thing here, or else, because I determine it? Folks, once you end up having a government of unlimited power, what happens when it goes ahead and comes across somebody who doesn't bow down to that power and doesn't go ahead and kowtow it? I'm going ahead and seeing all these here little liberal mamsers and the rest of them thinking that the white man's going to go ahead and pay for this sort of thing. We're all going to go ahead and put up with this shit. Well, folks, you don't have enough balls to go ahead and actually invade with niggers white neighborhoods. What makes you think that someone who is on the edge of survival now is going to go ahead and go that far? And if they don't, then what happens? Let's see. They went ahead and discovered the constitutional right for essentially the government to claim whatever they want, force somebody to go ahead and buy something. Folks, for over 200 years, what, since 1789, the Constitution really was violated under John Adams and pretty well everybody else. The government did whatever the hell it wants to. But now it's claiming that all of a sudden that something which wasn't around for 200 years is all of a sudden constitutional, it's the law of the land. Folks, I remember 2 years ago, it was passed with a whole bunch of dodginess. Essentially, the Senate went ahead and lost a vote. Now, essentially, they knew they couldn't get any further because there was a reaction. Some guy from Massachusetts got elected against a Democrat favorite for Ted Kennedy's seat. And so they went ahead and passed what already had passed, and they went ahead and just simply agreed to that, even though it was not altogether well lawful what they did. So essentially, what ended up happening through Nancy Pelosi and Obongo and the rest here, essentially now it's determined that essentially you have to go ahead and buy something that, you know, that you don't want to buy. You got to go ahead and buy it from essentially corporate deciders or insiders for them to go ahead and figure out what the hell they want to do. Well, folks, I think that essentially what this has pointed out for the umpteenth time is that, just like Dred Scott says, the black man had no rights, the white man need respect. They essentially fought a civil war and made niggers our ruler, or those who claim to work on behalf of the niggers, the white man's ruler. Today they've gone ahead and said, for the umpteenth time, white man, you have no rights that the government needs respect. None at all. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? I mean, folks, I think it's going to go ahead and it's going to dawn on some people, just like the Pollock said, when a Jew doctor put some Vaseline on his clit pecker and proceeded to mount Mrs. Pollock. Even though you got some of this medicine on your tool, I still think you're fucking my pussy. Yeah, folks. Wiggers, you're getting fucked. You're getting screwed. So what to do? Last night, I was listening to Harold Covington talk about essentially how the Northwest Imperative is because essentially people are not coming up there to work hard. That essentially, they're like the little red hen. He went ahead and said, hey, pay. They meant the little red hen. That essentially nobody wants to go ahead and, well, essentially plant the wheat, weed the wheat, harvest the wheat, thresh the wheat, grind the wheat, and bake the wheat into bread, but everybody wants to go ahead and eat it. And essentially, that's what happened here with this health care reform bill. Essentially, the white man has to go ahead and provide for the nigger and the beaner, the illegals. And while they're pouring in, because they're no longer deported, because Obama doesn't want to go ahead and bother to obey the law, he wants to go ahead and determine the states cannot go ahead and deport from their states these beaners. But no, he wants to go ahead, essentially allow them to come in. Well, just like that, what little economic freedom remains is now constrained. And there is no, quote, freedom. Essentially, the government can go ahead and pass a law, do whatever the hell they want to do. Essentially, you don't got freedom. All you got is whatever they decide to do, whenever they decide to do it, how they decide to enforce it. Now, what to do? Is the movement going to go ahead and save you? And the answer is hell no. The movement's not going to save you. The movement can't even save itself. Talk about Edgar Steele. Talk about Bill White. None of these people can, you know, defend themselves. Folks, I couldn't go ahead and keep my grandchildren from being stolen. All I can do is go ahead and look at what is going to go ahead and happen as my chance for revenge. Them grandchildren are gone. I lost 3.5 years out of my life. I was doped up and tortured, got 4 teeth knocked out. Hey, so I'm going to go ahead and pay it back. Folks, the only thing can happen here is what I call the 10,000 Warlords Project. What you have to understand is this is a three-part program. The first program is get close to Yahweh and beg him to find you deserving. Find him. Find you deserving of getting to live and under what conditions you get to live. You need to ask Yahweh, please let me live, Yahweh. Because whatever Yahweh does, whatever is his will happen. Secondly, you need to understand that things are falling apart. And soon, it's not going to be the way it was here. Relentlessly, you need to go ahead and cull your circle of acquaintances, not really friends, and family, and figure out which ones you want to carry over with you, which ones you want to be responsible for, which ones you want to drag by the scuff of the neck like a sheep, which ones you want to go ahead and save. What you need to do is that once you go ahead and decide to bring them, you need to get them up to speed too. Get them close to Yahweh. As things fall apart, and they will, falling apart now, as things get worse and worse and worse and worse, what you do is mainly keep your head down. There is nothing you can do at the District of Corruption or District of Convoys. There's nothing you can do at your state capital. There's nothing you can't do at your county seat. Chances are there's nothing you can do in your town. All you can do is look after yourself and maybe have a few friends who are watching your back. That's all that can be done. And then, as 90% of the Wiggers and all the Jew muds and cruds die. Hideous deaths. Like it says in Jeremiah chapter 16. At that time, if you're alive because it's Yahweh's will and because you have helped prepare you can go ahead and rise up. Pretty well disposed of the last of the filth. Folks, there's nothing good about policemen. There's nothing good about a lawyer. There's nothing good about a politician. There's nothing good about a prostitute or Jews media. There's nothing good about these parasites and regime criminals. There's nothing good about the Uyghurs who went ahead and brought this about. Nothing good about such people at all. They need to die. I've been going ahead and reading all this book from Kindle. It's by a Judeo-Uyghur dispensationalist. But he does go ahead and cover, from the Book of Jasher, what happened. What happened during the time of Noah. Now he did what needed to be done here. He went ahead and he preached to the Uyghurs and the Mamzers who lived in the Tarim Basin where the Adamites had already left. And from what I gather, he didn't get any converts. Or if he did, he didn't offer them a boat ride. He just simply told them to leave Zog Babylon the first. But you'll hear about how he saved any of these Adamites, these sinful Adamites. So what happened? Well, what happened was, more like the days of Noah, you had a flood. It drowned them all, except for maybe Og and Sihon, the big giants who supposedly went ahead and lived aboard, grabbed aboard the ark, and essentially were living on the outside, not under the roof. They were sort of like cockroaches and rats. They sort of made their way on there and didn't leave, according to tradition. Folks, what we have is we have a Uyghur problem. And until the Uyghurs are destroyed, there's not going to be anything that's going to go ahead and save us. So, folks, folks, you end up having a bunch of people here. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back. I'll look at the chat, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Have a great day, folks. All right, folks, we're back. Today, they also, the Republicans went ahead and held Eric Holder, the nigger attorney general, in contempt of Congress. Well, which is fine by me. I have known the contempt of Congress, too. I'm looking at the chat here. It looks like summer has arrived, and people have better things to do on Thursday night. Someone asked why I went ahead and held the show at 8:30. Heck, it was close to 8:40, really, before it started. And I meant to go ahead and call Russ, but I didn't hear, and maybe do a pre-show. I may go ahead and call Russ later up, tomorrow, and essentially put, talking with him on the Movement Turd, on the re-engineered show. Now, let me see. Last Thursday, supposedly George Takei, Mr. Sulo called, and you have all these Nimbus guitars, and Takei is going to call in again. Kenneth McMahon did it. He went ahead and imitated George Takei. I think it was actually George Takei, especially when I was looking for a music clip to go ahead and put in the George Takei interview. And what I found out is that George Takei will go and, pretty well call down anybody who talks against homosexuality. He went ahead and he was bitching and pissing and moaning about an Arkansas school board member who resigned later on, pussied out. Went ahead and resigned for saying that, fat young faggots need to kill themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I did not agree with George Takei on homosexuality, but I do think it was the actual George Takei, because he actually does go ahead and look this matter up here. And second of all, I'd already lost most of the Nimbuster talk, the Nimbuster pisser possums. I mean, guess number 4 and 5 were pisser possums. Don't bother me a bit here. Folks, the other day I went ahead and listened to a little bit of Jeremy Visser's bullshit about the Thomas or something like that. And, folks, it was just me and Jeremy Visser in there. When was it? Tuesday night, I believe. Monday night. Just me and Jeremy Visser, far from 100,000 listeners. Now, what I will do is I will go ahead, in almost all cases, I will re-engineer the show, put music to it, go ahead, and I'm talking to the MP3 player right now, and on the occasions when someone calls in to talk to you, what I'll do is I'll leave about a couple-minute break, and then I'll go ahead and just simply, by about 250% on WavePad, because, folks, the cell phone is, about one-third as much dynamic range as an MP3 player, speaking directly into. And what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and amplify the call, the call-ins. Now, folks, I'm sorry that this show is not as interesting as what you might like or something like that, but it had a hell of a lot more people than what me and Jeremy Visser is. And, folks, Jeremy Visser is slick. He is sometimes well-researched on basic Protestant issues. So, folks, would you go ahead and eat something that was prepared by Jeremy Visser? I wouldn't. I've seen in my time over the internet allows anonymous Jew boys and cowards and pisser possums and what have you, all sorts of vermin, unclean vermin, to make all sorts of accusations, just like their father, Satan, without going ahead actually and showing the faces or the smells for who they are. And for my girl, old gender bender has pretty well given up on, insisting that it gets to go ahead and claim anything. Over on the Mamzer barrel, for example, essentially I've been pretty well Jew-lagged and tard-corralled and kicked off, and it gets to where essentially sometimes if I have time, I'll go ahead and go over to the Mamzer barrel. I haven't really created a sock puppet yet. And the reason I haven't created a sock puppet is that as far as actually, finding something to spy on, something that is of any interest, it really has absolutely no value. It's just simply a bunch of Mamzers pretending to be Whiggers. What good is that? What good is that? There's nothing intelligent being said at that place at all. In the case of McBragg, I need to go ahead, I guess, and put up to where he got all upset Saturday night when Eli James went ahead and said that Picks were dwarven Amorites. And here I was, like Joe Pennsylvania said, I was having my fun going ahead and egging it on. So essentially, that is dual seed line Christian Daddy. What I see increasingly is that if you belong to think you're a Jew boy or a Mamzer who wants to go ahead and pretend to mean something here. Oh, I was paying attention in that over on Carolyn Yeager's new show or new broadcasting, White something or another. What happens now? They got Hatting the Meerkat going ahead and claim, no. I do not hate Harold Covington. Well, folks, we think you do. Now, Hatting hasn't gone ahead and paid too much attention to that right now here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and keep on going with today's decision, Black Thursday here. This guy named Carl Denninger says pretty well the Supreme Court of the United States, or as I call it, the Jupreme Court, tortures the Constitution. The United States Supreme Court upheld Obamacare by, it's at market-ticker.org, by simply twisting the Constitution to a pretzel, crapping on it, pissing on it, and then eating it. See, first of all, John Roberts, and folks, he's a slick lawyer who I remember when I was in jail cell, my jail cell, awaiting trial, 2005. Essentially, he came in for Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and then old Rehnquist, this old worthless bastard, went ahead and croaked off of liver disease or something like that here. And let me see here. I was looking at the chat a little bit here. Let me see. Where is it here? Anyway, he went ahead and he got in, and he's slick, and he's promised these people. Essentially, I went ahead and figured out, no, they're not going to pass this because essentially the reason they're not going to declare it constitutional is that so many people are not even going to bother to obey it. And if they don't bother to obey it, essentially the entire federal system will go ahead and unravel. You have Eric Holder. He refuses to go ahead and obey the law about not letting beaners run in, about not going ahead. Essentially, white people need to be disarmed, but Mexican gang members, they need to be given guns here so they can go ahead and shoot beaners or shoot wiggers and they can do whatever the hell they want to and essentially make us need to go ahead and support nigger-run America. What happens is Eric, my people holder, said, well, hey, I'm not going to go ahead and just my people here, even though the Black Panthers with baseball bats threatening white voters. Well, no, they're my people. Why? They need to go ahead and not be prosecuted at all. So essentially what you end up having is that you end up having the United States Attorney General, essentially, he's not going to obey the law if he doesn't like it. Folks, in that case, there is no law. Folks, if you end up having the vast majority of non-whites not having to obey laws, but whites having to obey every single law and being jailed and murdered and taxed, essentially you don't have any law. You just simply have the law other than the law of jungle. What you had today was essentially going ahead, and here he goes ahead and he says, He says that the Commerce Clause bars the government from compelling anyone to enter into commerce. And then he went ahead and changed it to whether there was any way to say the constitutionality of the act. Well, how he went ahead and saved it was he declared this penalty clause compelling someone, if you didn't go ahead and enter it, if you didn't go ahead essentially and choose to engage in buying something, essentially you claim that that penalty was therefore a tax, and therefore Congress gets to tax anything or anyone they want to, as long as they're going ahead essentially and taxing the entire class of people, i.e. the sole remaining white people. Now, folks, you end up having essentially the banksters bailed out. Essentially, they go ahead and they gamble with depositors' money. They didn't get thrown in jail like John Corzoni. No. What happens is that they're still in good here. Now, essentially, if you end up having a deposit, why, hey, they're going to go ahead and figure out whether or not they want to go ahead and repay you. But essentially, if the banksters go ahead and gamble and they win the bet, which means that some other bankster is probably losing the bet, if they win, they keep the money. If they lose the bet, well, hey, you get to bail them out. And essentially, what we have is not—it's not even a working plutocracy. It's what do they call it? Crony capitalism. I call it crony plutocracy of Jews and connected Whiggers and a few others going ahead and living off the overpopulation here. Now, folks, every empire goes ahead and destroys its founding stock. Rome did it. Greece did it. But Rome did it very badly. And as things go ahead and fall apart and the population gets worse and worse and worse off here, stupider, things will go ahead and get worse. You can go ahead and count on it. So, let's say. I'm sort of looking at this sort of thing here. Okay, yes, number 10. Stay with it if you can. Anyway, folks, what you end up having here is that if you're going to go ahead and say that the Congress can't go ahead and make somebody do something, but then again, if they don't do it, the penalty is called a tax, and therefore the government can go ahead and do it as long as they call it tax. Well, hey, folks, essentially, where is the limit to that? Where is there a limit to anything that they choose to do? The answer is there's no limit. There is no limit on what this government chooses to do. Now, what we're going to go ahead and see more and more and more of is that the vast majority of the population is aging, is sick, is degenerate, and it's going to go ahead and require more and more and more and more transfer payments. But more and more and more of those fewer and fewer and fewer able to go ahead and work. And now, the people who are still working, why, they're being told that they have to go ahead and do something, or else they will be fined or they will be penalized. And as time goes on, you'll see that essentially, you'll have a majority of people who are unable to go ahead and accomplish anything on their own. And the few people who are leaders who are able to do something will be taxed and taxed and taxed to go ahead and support a majority which is essentially degenerate and unable to go ahead and produce anything. So all we have a bunch of politicians saying, well, this is a good thing, this is a wonderful thing, oh, it's a progressive thing, it's this or it's that here. Sort of like the Jews going ahead and telling us how we ought to go ahead and treat niggers real good, while they are going ahead and deporting every African nigger they can go ahead and find. But folks, there's people going ahead and saying it's a libertine fault here. It's the Ron Paulite people. We need to go ahead and support Romney. Well, folks, old Mittens was the one who went ahead. And every single time Well, Minton ain't going to save it. Hell, Minton's even hadn't passed in Massachusetts. Well, Bongo care. Why is it morally wrong to go ahead and pass Obamacare over everyone in the United States that's moral in Massachusetts, which is the limit of your domain, to go ahead and pass the exact self-same bill? Does anybody really think that Romney is going to go ahead and do anything? Folks, he don't even dare bitch about the sense of the Supreme Court decision in Arizona getting most of that law. Because he wants to make sure he gets a whole bunch of Hispanics to vote for him. Fuck the white people. But folks, as I look at it, since I'm not allowed to run for federal office, I'm not allowed to run for state office, I'm not allowed to run for local office, essentially, this regime does not represent me. And if you wanted to vote for me for federal or state or local office, well, folks, you've been disenfranchised as well. Therefore, you don't have any moral or legal obligation to go ahead and support this regime at all. I'm the one who go ahead, just like Harold Covington, I sort of listen, like I listened to last night's podcast. Essentially, Harold Covington seemed to be discouraged. And I think he sort of understood that just like Abraham going ahead and putting it down to, will you spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there's 50 righteous men? Okay, 50. How about 40? How about 30? How about 20? And then down to 10. And folks, all that was left, the only righteous man that was left was Lot. And he goes ahead and later on, the next chapter, goes ahead and gets drunk and screws his oldest daughter and then screws his youngest daughter. And essentially, they give birth to these two little bastards called Moab and Ammon, who, while they were genetically white, essentially were deemed just like Mamzers in terms of, hey, you don't let any of these critters into the congregation of the house of Israel. Rather worthless bastards here. They became dishonorary Mamzers. This was a righteous man. Folks, I think that pretty well we're figuring out throughout this movement is that there are not, you know, I don't know if across the dog, there are 10 righteous men. And by righteous men, I mean men who are able to go ahead and lead. Harold Covington was talking about Julius Caesar. And he's absolutely right. Julius Caesar, in 49 B.C., he was going ahead and he wanted to stand for Council of Rome. And essentially, they'd been gunning for him since 10 years previously. He had been consul and did a number of things that the good men, the little stand patters, didn't like. And he'd gone ahead and gotten Gaul. He went ahead and conquered it, went ahead and destroyed a whole bunch of white people, went ahead and opened it up to colonization, economic and racial, by the Romans. Folks, what Julius Caesar did to the white race was not a good thing. Okay? In any case, getting on with it here. Where am I at? I was looking at the chat. What he had to do is he had a trained army. He had a very well-trained army. He was a better general than Pompey, who they went ahead and relied on, who'd also come to power during the Civil War. He was known as Kid Butcher because his dad was a butcher. He was known as Kid Butcher. Now, essentially, he was told, don't cross the Rubicon with your army. Come to Rome. And essentially, we will judicially destroy you. We will use the law to go ahead and destroy you. And Julius Caesar, he went ahead and thought about it. And then the next morning, he said, supposedly die as cast or let fortune rule. Something to the fact here. essentially, I've made my decision. We're going to go ahead and see who carries the favor of the gods. He went ahead and crossed the Rubicon, called their bluff, and pretty well everyone ran for all these fat idiots. Went ahead and ran for their lives. They went ahead and ran for their lives. Essentially, Julius Caesar stayed there for a while, and then he went ahead and chased them down. He destroyed Pompeii, went ahead and took control of Egypt, went ahead and finished Pompeii's sons of Spain, and then he went back 5 years later on the 15th of March. He was murdered by the Stand-Patters, and then you end up having another civil war. And what you end up having, you end up having the end of the Roman Republic. Essentially, high drama occurred for essentially, 70 years. You had a civil war which lasted, 70 years. I was reading about the English Civil War. You end up having a civil war which lasted from 625 to 1688. Harold Covington said, we don't have a Julius Caesar. We don't have a Cromwell. And the answer is, no, we don't. But then again, we don't have the men who follow a Julius Caesar or a Cromwell. Essentially, what we are is Zog is in decline. Zog is in senescence. And what I urge is, essentially, please say yourself, where are we at? Now, if you're young, don't have a pot to piss in, I don't have a problem with going to the Northwest. I don't have a problem with essentially doing what needs to be done, because Harold Covington is correct here. As this thing continues here, essentially what I see is Republicans just sort of sitting, understanding finally that they're going to be fucked. So Bongo goes ahead and gets reselected. It don't matter. It's going to be a destructive second term for Obongo, just like the second term Bush was extremely destructive. It doesn't really matter. Because by then, Obongo, being a nigger, and the Jews that run him, sort of think the Whiggers will just go ahead and whine all the way to this country, absolute decline. And that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is that, just like has happened time after time after time, ambitious people or desperate people will simply rebel. What I see on this Obamacare is you got people who no longer file income tax returns because they think it's unconstitutional to sign a confession. I'm one of them. But why in the world would you go ahead and go ahead and tell the IRS you're not going to buy health care, you're not going to go ahead and have any health care, you're not going to go ahead and do this sort of thing? And the answer is, who knows here? How many white people are going to go ahead, essentially, and allow themselves to be arrested and put into a cage with niggers when you end up having, essentially, a nigger who is not even an American citizen? Folks, do you see any of the Republicans simply say, hey, look, Obongo, you're not president. Essentially, you're just a nigger. I don't see it happening in Missouri because you still have Robin Carnahan, Secretary of State. But, folks, I don't see it happening if the Republicans win. Either side, both sides, the only people who are pleased with their political party are the niggers, with the Democrats. And they're not too pleased because, essentially, by allowing all these beaters to run wild, Obongo is betraying his fellow niggers. You can't have both the nigger and the beaner living off what few wiggers are left. I'm looking at this lying, stupid nigger going ahead and yapping about what a wonderful thing, and going ahead and doing a victory lap here. And essentially, nigger, what's there left here? There's nothing left here at all. If you want to go ahead and make health care affordable, what you could do is you could go ahead and open up licensing requirements. Folks, I was going ahead and looking at this piece of shit, Scott Watson, the prostituting attorney. He went ahead and he quit again like he did way back in 1994. He went ahead and up and quit and let this other piece of shit, Jay Scobie, go ahead and continue to prosecute me on these bogus child molestation charges, which fell apart at the preliminary hearing because my grandson refused to lie against me. And, folks, what I need to do is I do indeed need to go ahead and tell about the events 2005, 7 years ago, 2005 to 2008, 2009, 4 years of hell. Really, 8 years of hell. Well, yeah. But those grandchildren of mine were taken. Folks, there is no law in this country. And, folks, you need to understand that. So what are we going to do about that? And folks, we ain't going to do anything about it. Whether or not your life gets saved is up to Yahweh and up to you. Anyway. Let's see here. Well, yes, beaners go ahead and kill niggers. Essentially, niggers are essentially genetically the very bottom of the totem pole. What happens, beaners got a lot of nigger in them, too. They don't go ahead and produce anything. I don't know. I think as a church, what happens is that we'll have our own health care policy, our own health care provision. And I guess I need to go ahead and open up, along with the DSCI seminary, I need to go ahead and open up the Gustavus Adolphus 1635 Swedish homeopathy, where essentially go ahead and buy me a tin bucket. I got an iron cauldron. Maybe I don't need to buy a tin bucket. I got a funnel. What happens is that a bucket to go ahead and warm up, good Swedish piss and shit here, and a funnel to go ahead and funnel it down some mackerel snappers or bell priests or Jews or whatever's throat. I mean, I think that would go ahead, Saint Gustavus Adolphus is here, 1635, state-of-the-art Swedish homeopathy. I mean, Jew boy, you're missing some of the black element here. You're missing more of the brown element here. It's not black unless I eat a bunch of carbon black here. You need to have some more of the brown element here. 1635 Swedish homeopathy here. It'll cure you for what else you do, boy. The folks in this movement, there's nothing but tards and idiots. And I'm going to go ahead and hear some pissing and moaning. But what I hear, essentially, among everyone who isn't a liberal or a nigger or a beaner, essentially is a determination that, hell, I'm not going to obey this. I'm not going to obey this law. And folks, I don't think this law is going to be obeyed. Essentially, all it is a means. And from what I gather, if you don't have the money to go ahead and pay this, you're on sort of Medicare or Medicaid. And essentially, what they're trying to do is that initially, Obamacare essentially is this expanded Medicare rolls here. But I've heard from friends who have elderly parents that essentially for white people, $500 billion or $500 billion were taken away, and since they're making white people, elderly white people, go ahead and pay more for their copay. More and more and more and more. And essentially what the states are doing, I was listening to bitching about dentistry. Essentially, you end up having in Alabama, they went ahead and got their National Guard, their doctors, to go ahead and open up a tent city and treat sick and ailing niggers and crackers and beaners. And they say they pulled 12,000 teeth in the space of 4 days. Essentially, what happened, this was just simple, cheap extractions. essentially what they did is they reimbursed medical supplies and essentially had the Alabama National Guard, its medical units or whatever, essentially take care of their general population. I'm looking at the states that sued here. Missouri was not one of them. I'm looking at Washington, Colorado. I think essentially Washington, Colorado was unfavorable Bongo care. Missouri has this little Democrat attorney general, and essentially even though there was a referendum where the vast majority of Missourians voted to go ahead and go against Obongo care, essentially the Democrat didn't bother at all. So what you see is that I don't see this law being successful. All it is an attempt to grab money from white people, and it's going to go ahead and be used. It's going to be charged selectively. It's going to go ahead and be used against white people the government doesn't like. And essentially, white people or white nationalist leaders or whatever, the dog wants to go ahead, just like Harold Covington or myself, use to essentially go ahead and Al Caponeize here for not paying this penalty, for not going ahead and paying these taxes, these penalties. Well, essentially, what happens, I think that's going to go ahead and be what's useful. But I think that in the vast majority of cases, it's not going to be successful. I do think that states like Arizona, other states are just simply going to go ahead and say, well, folks, we're not going to obey the federal law. We don't really care. And what you will see as time goes on, essentially, you have more and more lawlessness. You're going to have counter lawlessness. You're going to have gangs. You're going to end up having the people who are in power go ahead and seize this power, and you're going to end up at seeing civil war, and Zion's going to go ahead and tear itself apart. And what is going to happen then is that the ruthless of whatever race which goes ahead and works on killing its enemies, be it police, be it lawyers, judges, or just ordinary white people, will go ahead and win. I was reading Harold Covington's books here, and in many cases, in part two of Freedom Sons, essentially old Hunter Wallace here. Yeah, and I have to sort of think, Harold was unfair to poor old Hunter, but in any case, when it comes down to it, the Jews decide they're going to leave their shitty little outlaw state, and they come to America with the second Holocaust, and essentially being white is being bad, but essentially you still need to go ahead and have a few white people live off of. And folks, as time goes on and on and on here, this country will become more and more niggerized, and things will go ahead and fall apart more and more and more. Okay? So, well, folks, yeah, I'm listening to Scopio. I think the Chikai call was real. And the reason I think it was real, especially when I was re-engineering it, is that George Takei will call up even obscure people from Arkansas school boards and essentially do a YouTube video, so-and-so, you're a douchebag. No one should be said that you wish they were dead just because they're a human being or something like that. And when I was going ahead and looking for some bumper music, some George Takei bumper music, essentially, I do believe I was talking to the real George Takei. And by the way, since some of the Nimbusters claim it was Kennewick Man or somebody else, I've gone ahead and challenged them and said, hey, well, hey, why don't you log in as George Takei and essentially show it's a hoax by going ahead essentially and proving me wrong. Okay, I think it was George Takei. Okay. Well, I do call him Takei. What happens is that me and I was trying to go ahead and tell old fade the book. I call him fade most of the time. You know, so I'm telling old cunt here. Essentially, what he did is he allowed people, you know, these little tards here, these little National Alliance tards and all these other little paganist tards and the rest here, to run wild, essentially, as Black Widow, Squirrel, and Hatting, and essentially do the same thing that they do over on Kevin McDonald's and Greg Johnson's, and let them run wild, let them piss and moan. Let them go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to, and essentially should have gone ahead and called President Robert Campbell, although I'm not sure if that was the real name. There's a fat, huger wigger named Matt Parrott, who essentially went ahead and censored me for going ahead and being in favor of, you know, Covington here. I went ahead and chewed ass on wiggers. Essentially, old Fat Parrott went ahead and admitted that, yes, he censored me. And then he started going ahead and talking about censoring other people, and then he went ahead and closed off the comment section. And folks, it wasn't really Hunter Wallace who did most of the stuff. He, you know, Hunter's still, he's still all, you know, he's still all butthurt about it. Essentially, what Hunter Wallace is doing is instead of going to the Northwest, he wants to go ahead and go have a Southeast imperative, where somehow they're going to go ahead and make the niggers go back and behave themselves, essentially go back to pick the cotton, even though a good John Deere or Case, you go ahead and pick, well, the cotton that a couple thousand niggers could do with a lot less bitching and pissing and moaning, you know, added here. A lot less expensive niggers. Niggers essentially are very much obsolete farm equipment. So, well, okay. Well, I mean, Frank Wigger, you're at liberty to go ahead and call in and impersonate George Takei if you want here. Okay? But in case here, oh my. Well, Frank Wigger, you're welcome to go. Oh, heck, you might go ahead and take up on it. Who knows here? Anyway, I think it was George Takei. But then again, I mean, what I did is I re-engineered the show, but I left the original there. I went ahead and put on the re-engineered show, and then I went ahead and amplified the 59-minute George Takei portion. You know, amplified it. That's all I did. I essentially let people make up their own mind, okay? Was it a big deal about George Takei coming on or a fake George Takei? Not really. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and change my position on homosexuality or anything like that, you know, at all, just because George Takei or anybody else calls in. You know, certain things are going to go ahead and remain the same. But in any case, let's see how long I've been yakking here. Well, 38 minutes. It's about time I go ahead and take another break. Folks, hail victory. Okay, folks, we're back. I went ahead and clicked on this Elmo Imposter Hassles Tourist Money, Booted Out of Central Park Zoo article. Folks, has anyone checked the whereabouts of John King? I just was wondering. Has anybody checked the whereabouts of John King here? Save white people, you know what I mean? Anyway, folks, we're back. Let's see. I wanted to go ahead and, you know, by the way, Bill White is still in jail. He's writing letters, and people are beginning to wonder whether or not he's sane or not. And I'm not going to go ahead and do that here. I am, however, you know, I am, what does the internet, okay, internet, what does their internet think here? Okay, I'll take a look at that real quick. Let's see. Well, I think it's time loading up here. Here. Okay, it's about the international Jew. Well, folks, people have known about the Jew for a long time here. Ever since what? Oh, about 7,000, or if you believe the Bishop Usher and Masoretic text 6,000 years ago here. What does the internet think? .net here. Results for the international Jew. 100% positive? Okay. The internet is absolutely positive about the international Jew. Okay, what do they say about the international Jew? Okay, so this is too busy here. Anyway, I want to go ahead and discuss about Edgar Steele. Over the last day or so, Robert Magnuson, he got back on BNNF here, and essentially the other half of the two tards, Don Pauley, you know, and Hattie Scott, who usually his main thing is against Covington, but also he likes going ahead and claiming that Edgar Steele is a liar and he was crazy. Essentially, you end up having Bob Magnuson simply say is that, folks, this Don Pauley's horseshit about Edgar Steele being insane, and therefore he went ahead and plotted to murder his wife. He's so sick, he don't have enough blood to his head, and that's how he plotted to go ahead and kill his wife. And essentially, since Bob Magnuson is on, back on, he's pretty well giving Don Pauley a hard time. And Don Pauley is whining and pissing and moaning and doing all this sort of thing. I remember, oh, it was earlier this year when, well, essentially I was going ahead and looking for a lawyer for somebody, and essentially was seeing if Edgar Steele's lawyer, Hoyt, would go ahead and be available. But I went ahead and sent an email to Mr. Magnuson and saying, hey, whatever you do, you know, you're right, don't have Cindy Steele go ahead and talk to either Hadding or Don Pauley, because essentially they're just a bunch of obsessed tards who will essentially use anything you say against Edgar. Don't talk to them. They have their own little agendas here, and from what I gather, their agenda is because Edgar Steele back in 2007 got down on Joseph Fields and his wife, Deidre, and on Kevin Alfred Strom. And, you know, there's nothing to be gained by even talking to Don Pauley. Well, soon afterwards, essentially, Don Pauley was whining in this thread on BNNF that essentially Cindy was so unchristian for not talking to him. Why? I wouldn't want to have Roxy talking to a piece of shit like Don Pauley or Hadding. When he has to say, oh, yes, Lindstedt is crazy here. Why, hell, he he must have gone ahead and done what he did. That's why he's staying in the nut house, because he did it here. He's faking sanity, but he isn't saying blah, 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 blah. Folks, I believe Edgar Steele was altogether set up. That's the easiest thing to understand here. You go ahead, you look at the pictures of Essentialist Tracy Whelan and the rest here, and folks, it's understood that in this country, it's just like the Jews going ahead in Bolshevik Russia, essentially, and using any excuse they wanted to go ahead and kill not the pigs, but the ordinary white remainder and peasants and starve them to death and do whatever. Now, folks, I support my hero, Felix Dzerzhinsky. He was right to go ahead and round up every pig, every lawyer, every judge, and this idiot ruler of Russia and his family and shoot them and kill them and torture them, do whatever the hell he wanted to them. But what you end up having is you end up having the Jews, the Bolshevik Jews, they went ahead and displaced an idiotic, inbred, miscegenated, past Swedish nobility, which had pretty well just been idiotic, which had been brought in during the 500s, 600s, 700s, 800s, 900s, to go ahead and essentially rule these Slavs and these Pushenings and these not-quite whites, Asiatic, Eurasian whites, and essentially they ruled them like the Swedish barons did, and essentially they ruled them rather harshly. They ruled them sort of, you know, in a feudalistic manner, no different than any other feudalism, to where you end up having a bunch of ruling bandits of the white persuasion going ahead and ruling absolutely over these not quite whites or these lower class of whites here. But by the time it came to, like Peter the Great, I was reading about Catherine the Great. Essentially, Peter the Great's daughter, Elizabeth, ruled for a while, and then pretty well this German minor princess named Sophia Catherine went ahead and ruled, became Catherine the Great. And essentially for close to, 80 years after Peter the Great's death, the males of that line were weak and stupid and degenerate. And that's what ended up happening under the later. You end up having very, very, very able tyrants like Alexander the First, who stood up to Napoleon, and Alexander the Third. And then you'd end up having other ones who essentially were weak when they're supposed to be strong. And essentially what happens is they got assassinated, they got killed, or something happened to them. And so you'd have a strong man and a weak man and a strong man and a weak man. And after Catherine, it went back to the boys. What the Jews did is they went ahead and cut off this rotten Swedish head and replaced it with a Jew head. And for about, 70 years, Soviet Russia went ahead and essentially mined what was left and starved and murdered people. Folks, the peasants believed the Bolsheviks when they shot the pigs and let them go ahead and torture these evil pigs, that they would go ahead and get land and bread. And they got neither under the Jews. But this was Yahweh's decision that the 20th century would essentially be ruled by Jews, and we would come to this place of Zog Babylon, the third and the final, and the things would go ahead and fall apart. Okay. Anyway, where was I here? Uh, Okay. Yeah, I was looking at that here. I ended up getting the same thing here about what was the internet think of the international Jew, and I got 100% certain. So I went in and clicked 100% certain what? You know what I mean? Okay, folks, what you have is you have old Don Pauly going ahead and whining and pissing and moaning, just like Hadding, just like Finkelschini, just like the rest here. They cannot stand it when somebody disagrees with them. They have their own little problem. They end up having a little fuss. They end up having a little fight all over, essentially. How dare you go ahead and think it was just my opinion? Folks, I failed to see how Don Pauly's Edgar Steele was insane. He was crazy. How's that going to go ahead and help Edgar Steele? How's that going to help Edgar Steele at all? The answer is it's not. Folks, unless a prosecutor wants to go ahead and accept an insanity plea, it's almost impossible to go ahead and win. Now, folks, essentially the Edgar Steele trial and how it was handled here by what lawyers, essentially was incompetent. It was wasteful of money. Altogether, a clusterfuck. Altogether. Unlike a lot of people, I didn't think Edgar Steele was that good a lawyer. But on the other hand, by the time he got to Butler, Butler was pretty well screwed. Butler had gone ahead and surrounded himself with criminals who were Zog snitches like Rick Spring and his wife. He'd gone ahead and surrounded himself with criminals and the rest. And essentially, most of Wesley Swift's church had gone underground, had gone done other things. And essentially, all Butler did was lose his farm with some buildings in it. He lost his farm. He lost probably what was worth about maybe a $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 farm. That's what he lost. Didn't lose $6 million. Essentially, in Idaho, they've gone ahead and passed it to where, hey, white people don't have much of a chance because against a Jew lawyer like Morris Deves or anybody here. Essentially, you end up having characters like Mark Clark buying debt for pennies on the dollar and then going against Garnaschi and screwing the municipal judges here so that literally screwing the female municipal judge so that she goes ahead and rules for a garnishment on a bogus claim. That's what you end up having. That's what you end up having. You end up having essentially to where you can't control your children, you can't control anything. They're not able to go ahead and do anything for themselves here. What I see in this country is just stark raving idiocy, stark raving lunacy, foolishness, nothing being really accomplished other than more and more silliness, and especially so in the bowel movement. I was looking at old Donald E. Pauly going ahead and said, Edgar Steele's insane. Well, Hadding's more, obsessed with Covington. Essentially, what they have to do is that they got to go ahead and find a place where they get their way. First, they go ahead and they're invited in, and they have a Confederate, Matt Parrott. Matt Parrott will go ahead and invite them in, or Robert Campbell will go ahead and then they'll proceed to go ahead and censor Harold Covington opinions. Now, in the case of Hunter Wallace, I never got censored for my Harold Covington opinions. And I urged Hunter Wallace to get over, look, first of all, Hunter Wallace is not your real name. It's not your real name. everybody knows your real name, but I'm not going to go ahead and give it out, even though everybody knows what it is. Fade the Butcher ain't your real name. Of course, Hunter Wallace here from Alabama. Well, you meant to go ahead and let people think that you were George Wallace's grandson. And, folks, I called you cunt hair, you know, cunt hair or cunt hair, you know, for some time here. I mean, you know, it sounds a lot more appropriate to essentially be president of the United States here. You should have told Hal Covington that, hey, my testicles are not the size of peanuts or, you know, pencil erasers here. I'm not, you know, I might be a little fat, but I'm not, you know, essentially I'm, you know, this sort of crap occurs with the Jew lawyer over, you know, named Man Against Time here, the Hungarian Jew lawyer, you know, talking crap. I mean, what Hal Covington said about Hunter Wallace does not hold a candle to what was said about him over on the Mamzer Barrel, or the Queer Barrel, or the Beer Barrel, whatever you want to call it. And it was, yeah, you should either tell Covington that my nuts are about the size of walnuts here, good-sized walnuts, not the size of peanuts, or essentially, you know, Covington did go ahead and hold Cuntair responsible for what happened on his blog, his Occidental Descent blog. And, you know, Hunter has really improved quite a bit as a writer. He's gone ahead and understood that, quote, intellectuals don't accomplish anything at all. The best, quote, intellectuals are not the intellectuals, but the men of action here. Now, Caesar was somewhat of an intellectual. Cromwell, I don't think, was. But Cromwell knew his stuff here. He knew his own mind. He knew how to get it. And he inspired loyalty. But now, in this current revolution, this is not really a revolution here. It is a decline. It is a collapse. It is essentially things waiting to go ahead and go where they're at. And folks, when you end up having essentially a civil war where there's no survival unless you go ahead and hunt down and kill your enemies root and branch. Until that, you know, I mean, I've seen pigs talk, you know, act and talk and run around about how tough they are. You got to understand is that mentally, they haven't really gone ahead and digressed above a level of sort of like pig-like intelligence here. They're not really smart. What they do is they use a monopoly of power. I was looking at the Breaking Bad marathon, and essentially this Walter White character here on Breaking Bad, I mean, he goes from having a problem killing this Beaner gangbanger in about the second or third episode to where in the last episode he's just going ahead and shooting down thieving wiggers and niggers and beaners and just shooting the crap out of them and then blowing the head off an old beaner in a wheelchair, a nigger, and a nigger gang member named Gus or something like that here in the last episode, you know, called Face Off, to where essentially he blows this nigger's face off. He goes ahead and kills. I mean, heck, by the end of the time here, in order to win his survival, he's just killing. You know, he's just turned feral wigger. Essentially, he's become an anti-hero. Before, he was a gentle, kind, considerate man who was dying of cancer, and who didn't want to go ahead and beg his friends to take care of his cancer treatments. And here he is, going ahead and cooking good meth and killing his fellow drug lords and all that. You know, I'm sort of curious as to what season 5 will be. I guess they see this one old key character who's a sort of ex-pig psychopath too here. And I imagine he's not going to go ahead and get killed. It's sort of like Star Trek here. Kirk ain't going to get killed. Kirk ain't going to get killed in the first episode of the season. You know what I mean? So, where? Yeah. So, where was I here? Okay. Where was I? So, you have in this bowel movement essentially a whole bunch of these TARs running around. Essentially, what they do is that they're all setting up their own belief here. Now, last week, supposedly ProThink was kicked off of GoDaddy, and its hosting domain, its domain server, and its server. And I don't feel sorry for old Mike Kike-Delaney. Some of you will remember in April 2005 or 2010 when I had a big old fight with on Finkelstein's show with Mike Kike-Delaney. He was whining about me showing pictures of a turd. And like I explained to people, this turd is just an artificial word to be used for Jewfish. Jews have a problem. Jews have a problem with essentially taking a shit, because a lot of them end up having Crohn's disease. They end up having their own Jew asshole rebelling against them. You know, and it was sort of funny, like Commandor McFag, Steve Elder, you know. He just had a meltdown this past Saturday night with Eli James, where Eli James went ahead and essentially said, which was dual seedline Christian identity dogma, that the Picts were essentially non-flood Tubal Cainites. Essentially, they were sort of Jew boys, the sons of Cain. And he went ahead and said that instead they were always there. They were riverbed or the pot and pan people, like Pastor John Britton says here. He was saying that, you know, the second thing is that some of them were sent by Cain. They were Amorites, dwarven Amorites, skilled in mining, who were sent by Cain to make sure that the Tin Islands, which was needed for bronze and thus a strategic mineral, that Cain ended up having some Jew boys, some of his great-great-great-great-grandsons, miscegenated grandsons, but folks, Cain loved miscegenation. That's how Satan's children will go ahead and destroy the white race, or that's how it's planned to destroy the white race, is through miscegenation, as well as killing white people. Essentially, he sent these dwarven Amorites to Cornwall to go ahead and get the tent. And some of them married into the Picts. And that's where Eli James was saying that. And Steve Elder just had a fit. Oh, no, I'm going to leave. I supported you for years, Eli. And then he gives to Dan Johnson. Eli's betrayed me. Eli's a male priest. Eli's awful here. Eli's this. Eli's that. And Dan Johns, he has Crohn's too here. Okay, how did I get there? Well, I got there from the Crohn's angle. In any case, you know, it was just like old Mike Delaney. I call him Mike the Kike Delaney. I go ahead and look at him. And folks, there's some people say he wears blue contacts in order to go ahead and impersonate a white man. I go ahead and look at his round skull, and he looks just like old, not Shemp, but what the hell was the name? Curly here. The sort of bald, goofy stooge here. He usually got slapped the most, was the dumbest of the three stooges. Well, he looks sort of like he could be in about the fifth stooge. You know. And here was Mike the Kike Delaney whining at me in April. And why are you whining at me? Why are you bitching me? Because you went ahead and printed up on your blog. You went ahead and printed up on your blog this article by Kurt Maynard saying that I and Corn Cob and essentially, Kaplan Quest was a Jew. I was hanging around Jews. I was a dog false front. Well, folks, my webpage disappeared about a week or so earlier. It'd been kicked off a host month. And I believe that essentially Mike Delaney was the main one who did that. He'd gone ahead and done that. So I don't feel too sorry for old, Kaplan Quest here. I've always thought he was a Zog false front here. especially since he got PastorWinston.org kicked off. So I don't feel too sorry for Mike Kikoenis. Now, I often wonder if that's an excuse here, because GoDaddy registers by far the most domain names. Now, the old one was called Network Solutions. And what they want to do is they want to go ahead and charge you, usually something like $15, $20, sometimes $30 per year to go ahead and do it. Now, looking at it, from what I gather, he had his ProThink.org page on a GoDaddy server. Chances are they might not have had as much trouble if it had just been on a different server, even though he had the domain name. So I'm sort of wondering, is this a little sort of setup to have an excuse to go ahead and kick off a whole bunch of racist web pages off the internet by going ahead and doing that? Now, I'm thinking that probably GoDaddy would have, if it had just been the domain name hosted there, that there would have been a good deal more trouble, because essentially Network Solutions and the rest would say, well, hey, if you're going to go ahead and censor the internet based upon something you don't like, you shouldn't be selling or allowed to sell domain names. You shouldn't be allowed to have control over the ICANN, I-C-A-N-N, registry numbers. If you want to go ahead and run a politically correct stuff here, you can as a server, but no, you shouldn't be allowed to go ahead and run these domain names, these IP number account or registry. Okay? All righty here. Did who break up with Frank here? I'm looking at all here. Well, Dan Johns is not going to go ahead and do it. I mean, I'm surprised that Dan Johns went ahead and listened to Steve Elder's whining. Dell's there. What happens is that what Steve Elder does, or he used to do. What happens, Eli James understands he can't do the same thing as Fink. If you're a hardcore man for a Jew boy, you want to pretend to be a hardcore man for a Jew boy, you'll go Fink, just like Brian Reel did. Because Fink will go ahead and allow you to be a man for a Jew boy and run around and cause trouble here. That's why Brian Reel went with what he thought was the strongest, bogus dual feed line Chris Sandane ministry. He went with Fink. Fink will go ahead and allow you as a manager to pretend to be an Israelite and do whatever the hell you want to. Eli James has a little bit more problem, and that he's trying to go ahead and get new talent here. And if you end up having Steve Elder go ahead and whine, ban somebody, Eli, ban somebody. A couple times he's known dang well that Lindstedt is here and essentially not gone ahead and banned me. And then later on I came in and just trolled the crap out of the web page here. Lots of times he's gone ahead and allowed me to go ahead and be on until Steve Elder whines and has his way. That night, pretty well, Steve Elder was whining more than usual, is more frightful here. And essentially, Eli James sort of got tired, because essentially I've gone ahead and ridiculed Eli James and says, what is this? Is this the Rabbi Eli or James show, or is this a Steve Elder, Tubal Kenite, Pictish Mansour, with that Jew ask, Gage show here? I mean, which is the tail which wags the dog here? Essentially, I think Eli James got tired of all the temp whining, and essentially he went ahead and just simply said, which is standard, understood dual seed line Christianity, the picks are a sort of Tubal Kenite, or as he put it, a dwarven Amorite. And essentially went ahead and said that after Steve Elder was talking about how he was a proud pick. He was from the line of David. He was this, he was that. Well, essentially what happens is that Eli James didn't call him a Jew boy, didn't call him that. He just went ahead and mentioned this Christian identity book, which is called Picks, Dwarven Amorites, and essentially Steve Elder just That's blood libel. You defamed me. Ah! And essentially, what happens is Eli James said, go ahead and come back when you're sober. Well, I don't think Steve Elder is actually drunk. I think he's just a dumbass. It reminds me of the time, closest thing was in July 31st of 2011, when Maui Patricia came on and said that she'd gotten married several times. And by the way, Frankenwigger didn't like me going ahead and, you know, so I think about this here. Folks, you want to hear the most hilarious, Saturday night was pretty good. They don't hold a candle to Maui Patricia going ahead and essentially saying that she had gotten married. She had gotten married twice within that day. And, you know, the first one was a blonde white guy with beautiful green eyes, but he was no good in bed. So I got a divorce from him, and I got a bill of divorcement from him here, signed by the bartender. I went ahead and found me another one. I married him. And since I'm going to be married to him for 4 days, he's going to go ahead and leave Las Vegas here. So I guess he should get another bill of divorcement from the bartender. And essentially, Maui Patricia, I'm not sure if she was being real or being facetious. Eli James thought she was being facetious. But essentially what happens is Maui Patricia ended up getting, essentially blocked that night. She never came back. And, you know, that's what Saturday night was like here with the whole McFag here. I mean, folks, the Internet allows all sorts of characters to pretend to be Eric Bloodass or Viking warriors or Dwarven princes or World of Warcraft critters, great Aryan berserkers. Well, essentially what they are is they're cork-eyed mamsers bleeding out the ass, running around being delusional, running around censoring people, pretending to be something that they're not. The Internet allows that sort of thing until you go ahead and find out who they are and go ahead and start taking them apart. And then when you do that, well, you're not going to be very well loved here. What I did the other day is I went ahead and renewed whitenationalist.org on Crisis Host for another year. And from what I gather, the server is rather old. It's, in many cases, I have to use a Tor browser, but essentially whitenationalist.org is renewed for another year, and the guy who runs it said that if he decides to go ahead and get out of it, he's going to go ahead and tell all subscribers they can go ahead and seek, so they can go ahead and seek hosting somewhere else, okay? So. Well, folks, the turd essentially is a forbidden pleasure. You don't want your boss, essentially you don't want to, have anybody who is that maniac you're talking to. It sounds like a demented Gene Scott. He's not begging for money, but he's nuts. Yeah, anyway. Who will give CMB ceramic metal bowl or something like that? Folks, I guess he's down to Dan Johns. He's down to Dan Johns' show. What happens is that he's not going to go ahead and get on where Eli James gets to run wild like, from my gear, Dan Kersey has a show that Eli likes getting on. And Dan Kersey is just a wigger. Just a wigger. Yes, Eli. No, Eli. Three bags full, Eli. And, I don't have too much of a problem with Dan Kersey. Folks, as I look at it, once you go ahead and reveal who you are and who you are in favor of, essentially that's it here. You don't worry about it. Now, this show is unusual in that, heck, it got already... It already got, 129 shows. This is 128.5, but essentially on my new TalkShoe channel, already have, what, 129 shows. That's what they tried to go ahead and say on, you know, on the talk show. Done since what? Well, since 11 months ago. You know, in late, you know, late July here. Done what? 129 shows. That's pretty good. Most of these shows, you know, very few of them are less than 2 hours. Most of them are around 3 hours or so. Average 3 hours. Some are a little bit longer, some are a little bit shorter. But usually they're, what, 3 hours. Well, heck, you got, I'd say you got 1,000 hours of the movement turd. And essentially I've not said, you have not heard anything different. Essentially what this show is, like I tried to go ahead and tell this one character here, why, you know, I mean, really ought to go ahead and do more religious programming. And the answer is yes, I do. I need to go ahead and set up probably for Tuesday night a one-hour show, an hour of Great Tribulation, and go ahead and set that thing up again for Tuesday night and essentially just go ahead and stream it while I already got the thing, what I'm going to go ahead and say, already done, already got the, you know, already got the sermon break, already got a number of things already done. And, folks, need to go ahead and edit the comp array. At the comp array, get it up for what? Oh, 50 years later. Oh, 45 years later. Get somewhat modernized a little bit. Folks, the AIT course that Mike Callimore teaches, it's pretty good stuff. It's 100% comp array. The bad part about it is it allows every little Jew boy, every little mamzer to essentially buy the AIT course and then claim to be a Christian identity minister based upon what he believes Bertrand Comparé said. He can repeat exactly what Bertrand Comparé said, but they won't understand it. Won't understand the gravamen of it any more than what? Old Steve Elder will. Folks, Steve Elder had studied. Well, there was a time here where essentially me and Pastor John Britton were taught, saying this, that, you know, that the picks are, essentially the picks are tubal, yeah, I call them tubal Kenites, you know, non-fled tubal Kenites, ones which had gone ahead and migrated to England, essentially by means of the, you know, from the Middle East here. It's always been my opinion that the Israelites scattered from the British Isles through Europe all the way to India are the end result of the fact that Palestine has never been able to support more than 3 million people or so. And essentially a fertile race like the Israelites, a blessed race like the Israelites, when they were in trouble, when they were under siege, essentially all you heard about were the Israelites being under siege under a bad king. You didn't hear about the Israelites who had gone ahead and spread their seed to Troy, to Britain. Just like the Romans claimed to be descended from the Trojans, so did the English. If you read Geoffrey of Monmouth about King Brutus, who lived about 1,000 years B.C., same time as David. Now, do you read about King Brutus? The answer is no, you don't. But both the Romans, what, you know, you had King Brutus around, what, 1,000 B.C.? Troy was sacked around, what, 1229 B.C.? You don't hear about these, you know, what I'm talking, you know, just like I was trying to get Russ Walker to understand, is that when Moses, around 1400 B.C. or so, was trying to tell, he was trying to go ahead and write that an Edomite and an Egyptian, if they stayed with the Israelites, if they bred, and Egyptians grandsons. One had married a white girl, you know, an Israelite girl, or a Egyptian woman married in to an Israelite, or an Edomite of the line of Esau, Edom, and his third wife. And, you know, I think John Brent says her name was Bathima or something like that here. Well, in any case here, what happens is they married in there, they would be allowed to, essentially their grandchildren, could claim, in the third generation, claim to be pure-blooded Israelites. Because they were racial whites here. That's why I believe that, essentially, Adam was not the first white man. I believe he was the first white man who was formed on the eighth day after the creation was over. He was formed on the eighth day by Yahweh himself and breathed and became a living soul. He was the first white man with a spirit. And I believe if you go ahead and read Bertrand Comparé, like I've been doing, essentially what was called the Elamites existed before what? They have them going back to what, 4100 BC? 4100 BC, which means that essentially they may have taken their name from Shem's son, Elam. But they were, you know, essentially you had whites who were essentially Elamites, but they became Niggerized because Cain and then Nimrod went ahead and forced them to go ahead and breed in with these Dravidians here. And once they become Niggerized, they're no longer white. You can't have them be white anymore. So, what is the degree that is allowable? And I sort of think that, well, none of it is. Well, folks, I do believe that white people, that there is a reservoir which is shrinking of white people which have not been tainted by Jews, have not been tainted by non-white blood. I believe there is a reservoir. I think there is a remnant. I think there's millions of white people. Now, as a result of going ahead and doing the show and essentially going ahead and leaving the sound off while I'm looking at a new show, I do believe that there is a minority of pure-blooded warriors left here. I believe that instead of 60% or 70% white in this country, I believe that actually there's more like about 100 million or 120 million. It keeps on going down. And that there are 170 million Anglo-Mestizos and Uyghurs and Niggers and Sticks and the rest here, non-whites. And so there is no saving God. Essentially, Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus Christ will return for the remnant, but most of the Uyghurs are not going to make it. I go ahead and talk to friends who essentially, you know, here's their children. Their children are pure white. But still they act like stupid Uyghurs. Still they go ahead, essentially, and just cause nothing but trouble for people of good pedigree. Essentially, this country has turned white children and programmed to be stupid Uyghurs. And folks, I was a Uyghur. I was a Uyghur. 30 years ago? Hell, 30 years ago? I was targeting nuclear warhead, nuclear missiles, small ones, but, you know, still, I was targeting, you know, tactical nuclear missiles, battlefield nukes, for Zog. Now, folks, does anybody think that Zog would let me anywhere near nuclear weapons today? I don't think Zog is that stupid. Yeah, let's fire on that back ass with my mistake here. Go ahead and take out some reps here and a couple million REMS enhancers here. Okay? So, in any case, Well, yes, most of the so-called white people that you see, you go ahead and you look, and you see a tan hide, you see burnt cork eyes, you see fewer and fewer and fewer, fewer blue-eyed people here. Around the turn of the 1900s, you know, since the 1900s, what? Oh, 37-40% of children had blue eyes. And what happened? Somebody went ahead and looked at the nursing home and found out that, you know, the nursing home people have a higher percentage of blue-eyed people than in the general population. Essentially, we're being bred out. We're being dumbed down here. So, yeah, Frank Wigger, yes, there is a confusion of face. You see more and more and more and more and more of that. But on the other hand, I don't believe there's only 10 million pure-blooded whites left. I believe there's probably something like 100, maybe 120 million pure-blooded Wiggers left. But what there is fewer and fewer and fewer. Fewer and fewer and fewer, and essentially we are being buried in a mud flood. And today's decision essentially was a declaration of economic war against the few remaining productive middle-class white people left, where you can work and you can work and you can work and you can work. Harold Covington was saying something about how he got a message to where by 2014, a number of these small businesses are simply going to go ahead and simply just hunker down, fire the workers because they can't go ahead and afford to pay for their health care. And essentially, you're going to end up having more and more and more, more, less and less and less services, and more and more and more paper dollars going ahead while you have more and more whites pouring in. Anybody read about how there's more and more chinks coming in this country now than beaners? Okay. All right. Well, Covington, you know, with Covington, I sort of think he's wasting his time on the videos. I think that if he wants to have people listen to what he has to say, he should essentially not get in a position to where his friends and allies look at him, see a fat, sick old man, and where his enemies see a fat, sick old man, and they're happy, and his friends are, oh, my God, oh, hell, he's not taking care of himself, you know, for his friends here. I sort of think he ought to discontinue the video series. I really do, the YouTubes. I think he really ought. I think he ought to stick with, you know, essentially his Radio Free Northwest podcast. I sort of think that going ahead and doing a video is a little bit much. You know what I mean? You know, the only people really want to go ahead and see are maybe Axel Sally if she's Corita Burke. Just my opinion here, though. My opinion. Folks, I went ahead and found this little camera I bought, you know, and I don't know. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and do any video. Generally, you know, certainly not during the summertime. I mean, I still can go ahead and look down and see all my equipment here. But, I still look like a big fat Swede here. I mean, 250 pounds. Even if you don't have a big, 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 huge belly here, still. I mean, I'm not as pretty as I was. You know, I mean, I was proud to have my picture taken when I was 25 or so, half my age now. Now, new. Certainly not without a shirt on. Okay? So, in any case, that's just my opinion here, okay? Okay. Well, they're building little chink factories. They're building little whatever here. I've been going ahead and reading this book about extractive elites here. And essentially, the Chinese have a bunch of extractive elites here. And when you go ahead, and there are a bunch of jobs, manufacturing jobs, which are coming back to America in many cases because essentially they can't afford to bring all this stuff back, and certainly Chinese don't want to have nothing more than paper dollars. A lot of what the Chinese are making, like for cars or something like that here, a lot of it essentially depends on who you're trading with to have some money to go ahead and pay for it. Now the Germans are getting tired of bailing out the Greeks and the Spanish and the Italians. They're not going to go ahead and have as many people they can go ahead and export to. So generally when Zog falls apart, when Zog goes ahead and becomes a bandit state, I think the rest of the world will go ahead and fall apart as well. That's why you see, you know, what is called the Great Tribulation. I sort of think, judging on what I've gone ahead and seen, is that a lot of people, even ones I don't like Red Mike Vanderkuyt, are calling today Black Thursday. Folks, when I went to bed, I didn't see how in the world the Supreme Court could go ahead and essentially claim that we have limited government and essentially make the remaining productive sectors in America be forced to buy something from these corporations. How's that going to go ahead and work in real life? Is the IRS going to go ahead and say, oh, you didn't file your income tax form, you didn't go ahead and show that you know, essentially that you're paying Social Security, that you're going ahead and essentially buying anything here? Folks, what are they going to have if somebody just refuses to go ahead and pay? In an era when essentially you have millions and millions and millions of people in jail, how many white people are you going to put in prison because they refuse to go ahead and pay taxes and refuse to go ahead and buy health care? How are you going to go ahead and turn what they think is a soft despotism into a hard despotism? What happens when somebody goes ahead and comes back and starts shooting pigs and going to pig families, shooting pigs in their own house? Or shooting judges or lawyers. What happens when, you know, you see me screaming and hollering here when some deranged little Jew boy went ahead and scrambled the brains of an Estercutus, shot a federal judge, went ahead and shot a bunch of other people. And, oh my God, I'm a politician. I got to go ahead and be seen by people, but here I am, I have a bunch of freaking maniacs. What's going to happen when essentially a politician goes out to a crowd, he doesn't know if he's going to come back alive? What happens when you end up having, 200-300 million guns, and some maniacs have more than one gun, having many guns? What are you going to do when that thing sort of happens? How are you going to go ahead with a police force of 1 million pigs with guns and a police, you know, essentially an army which has been defeated in battle of 1 million or so, you know, armed troops here? And what happens? You don't even trust the army. Remember just a little bit ago here when Leon Panetta ordered that all the soldiers in Afghanistan, when El Bongo and him went to visit them, unannounced, be disarmed? Folks, if you can't trust your own armed gun thugs, who can you trust? Who can you trust? Don't you think these soldiers understood they were not trusted? what happens here, I mean, just like in Afghanistan, to where you train the Afghan army and essentially this raghead you've been training for 6 months goes ahead and blows your buddy's head off here and starts shooting you here, and he goes ahead and, you know, severs your spinal cord before you go ahead and finish him off. How's this training the Afghan army coming? Folks, when you have a situation where there is no law and there is no order, what's going to happen then? Okay? Well, the thing about it is, though, is you have a bigger problem. Who went ahead and allowed the Jews to go ahead and get to the sense of power they are now? Who went ahead, essentially, and said, oh, it's just a little bit. We ought to go ahead and let niggers vote. And now it is to where, essentially, a white man like myself, who is a, quote, born in this country, does not get to run for governor, does not get to run for United States Senator, does not get to run for United States Sheriff. Whereas some beaner, who's in this country illegally, can go ahead and essentially, well, vote, maybe even run. So in short, white people don't get to vote. They don't get to, you know, vote. They don't get to vote. They don't get to run for office. Essentially, we're going to go ahead and pretend that we have a limited government, that we have consent of the government. Folks, what if I don't consent no more? What if you don't consent no more? Folks, let's understand that we have a bigger problem, and what is going to have to be done is the culling is going to have to take place not on a small scale, but on a wide scale. Right now, while we are waiting for the Great Tribulation, there's an old guy. Edgar Steele. I mean, I was not a big fan of Edgar Steele. But folks, I think you're set up. The sense of here is an old, sick lawyer who went ahead and who I called a wigger whimperer. You know, he got mad at me. He asked for an honest review of his book, and I gave him an honest review, and he didn't like that honest review. I called him a wigger whimper. I said, Edgar, your book is just good for whipping up wiggers, having them chase their tail here, you know, like a mad wigger or a mad cow with their little shit cussed tail in their teeth here, running around in a little circle. And essentially, Edgar, don't worry about New America. How about more like No America, No Zog? Essentially, don't talk about how you can't go ahead and talk about coming with a bazooka to Washington. But Thomas Jefferson or George Washington would have done that. Chances are, no, they wouldn't have. The founding felons, they went ahead and kicked out George III in order to go ahead and put George I or George IV, however you want to go ahead and call him in this place. They went ahead and kicked out a king 3,000 miles away, a tyrant 3,000 miles away, so they could replace him with 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away. We have a wigger problem. We have a problem with wiggers who cannot mind their own business, who essentially will sell out their brother. Good Lord, I can tell you about that here. My life would get easier if niggers, zombies, you know, munching down on bath salt, would go ahead and munch off the face of my worthless brother and my worthless sister. I would be far ahead here. I'd be a little bit sorry. I'd be a little bit sad. But as far as essentially, would I be better off without these people? And the answer is sure I would be. They stole from family. They betrayed my father. Betrayed his, you know, oldest brother here. And essentially, they want me to go ahead and love them even though they're thieves, even though they're traitors. And I can't do that. So, folks, every single one of us has wiggers in our own house, sometimes in our own bed. Not my case, Moxley's been loyal to me. But you end up having a bigger problem. That's why I keep on trying to bring up. We wouldn't be in this place except for Wiggers. We're in this place because of Wiggers. People who should know better, but don't, who don't really care. Essentially, don't care for anybody on themselves here. Okay, it don't matter to you if you're railroaded and sent up to prison, raped by niggers and killed and eaten, had your grandchildren taken away. Essentially, I feel nice. I want to go ahead and call you a child molester, Marty. I want to go ahead and do this. I want to go ahead and do that. Folks, what I've done is I've gone ahead and revealed the worst Manzers in this bowel movement. This is what the show is about, is revealing the worst Wiggers and Manzers and the rest here. But, folks, this bowel movement of ours is rather small. What Harold Covington has been trying to do is net a few good salmon. In most cases, he catches critters like Steve Elder, who are nothing more than sewer trout. That's all they are. Sewer eel, sewer eel, sewer trout. Sewer carp, more like. And do you go ahead and spend time and effort in your newly caught sewer carp and try to go ahead and cater to them? Or do you just simply blow them off, hope they'll go ahead and cure themselves? Now, essentially, you know, I mean, I was listening to Harold, you know, unlike all these people who go ahead and do a blog, I listen to Harold Covington's shows very carefully. I listened to it 3 times last night. Actually went ahead and wrote a little bit of a review on it. An old Gresham librarian was talking about a book written in 1988, a year before the Berlin, you know, the Berlin Wall was taken down, and about 3 years before the Soviet Union officially imploded. He was talking about New Soviet Man, how they're going to go ahead and create a different biological entity, one that will go ahead and essentially support the state. Well, folks, the state went ahead and blew up because essentially it became such a poor shithole that even Jews went ahead and decided that there was better pickings in Israel and the golden horn of Zog. Jews went ahead and essentially it was such a poor country that a lot of them went ahead and left Russia. And for about 8 or 9 years, essentially Jews looted the country, went ahead and made, if you were a young white, released Anglo-Mestizo white Russian, you had only a slightly better chance of surviving than a German child in 1946. Folks, that's how bad things were when things started falling apart. Folks, you go ahead and look at what's coming up. You go ahead and look at what is coming up as things fall apart. And essentially, you can't go ahead and trust anybody on yourselves here. It's going to get to where pigs are coming somewhere. Hell, you might as well just open fire. Just open fire. Go ahead and open fire. And then when essentially they get open fire enough here and a bunch of them get killed and somebody else is going ahead and coming and kicking their door, you know, their doors in and killing their children, it'll be just like New Orleans Katrina again here. There's this blogger here, this survivalist blogger named James Dalkin, and he said that when he figured out that Zog Babylon wasn't doing too good, wasn't peak oil in 2005, it was Katrina. Well, essentially, George Bush here, oh, he's on his second term, and essentially, he can't go ahead and fix niggers. He can't go ahead and fix, essentially, a sewer that gets blocked up. He can't go ahead and fix essentially a unflushed toilet full of niggers and snakes. Now, called New Orleans, and essentially he figured out that things were not going very well here at all. Folks, I take a lot, not only from the Bible, I take a lot of understanding from this guy named Kurt Saxon, who went ahead and pointed out that essentially you don't need to worry about overpowerful, all-knowing, all-tyrannical government like Zog. You need to worry. What you need to worry about, rather, is how things are falling apart. There is no order. There is nothing here. There's what Sam Francis called anarcho-tyranny. Anarchy and tyranny. Anarchy in which niggers and the beaners and the rest are running wild while wiggers are, you know, going ahead and wrenching. So essentially, this law is not aimed at niggers. This law is aimed at what few wiggers are left. And you think I should go ahead and feel sorry for wiggers? And the answer is nope. Nope. Oh, okay. Well, Hadding, you know, yes, number 16 is Pisser Possum. Hadding essentially is a little mattoid meerkat who did not want to go ahead and essentially argue with me. Is Hadding nuts? Hadding ain't nuts. Hadding's typical. Folks, I have gone to a great deal of trouble for you folks to think that I'm a total psychotic, a total psychopath here who wants to go ahead and kill personally 120 million Uyghurs and 100 million Muds and a couple million Jews or two. You know, go ahead, machine gun them all down, and then, you know, here comes Liar Bill, here comes Brian Real, essentially going bitching here, bitching to whoever is, you know, my web hoster. Lindstedt wants to go ahead and kill 300 million people. And I go ahead and say, well, I don't know. Do you think that's possible? I mean, whether or not I want it to happen here, do you think they're all going to line up here? You know, line up here and, you know, maybe the local pigs will loan me a M60 or something here. Think that's going to happen? No, I don't think that's going to happen. What you end up seeing is you end up seeing civil war. You end up seeing things falling apart here. And just because I talk about what needs to be done doesn't mean that personally I'm going to be doing it. Of course, I'm going to like it. I'm going to go ahead and like it. I mean, I end up having two of my friends on Skype talk about what a nut I was. And essentially I have my friend going ahead and said, well, I used to think Martin was nuts here, and I still think he's nuts here, but the problem is Martin is right. Things are falling apart. Right now I'm listening. Right now I'm listening to this kikus named Rachel Madsow going ahead and talking about the American system. She's just getting practically orgasmic about it. Stupid Kikus. Stupid Kikus is getting orgasmic about it. And folks, the American system depended upon white people, not Jews, not anybody else going ahead and solving stuff here. I'm looking at some reason here, niggers going ahead with sledgehammers. And now you see from World War II, where essentially they saved the Jews from the evil Nazis. And this is the wonderful American system. Folks, it used to be down here, when I got burnt when I was 10 years old, a couple days after my 10th birthday, I spent the night at the Cherokee Hospital in Stella, Missouri. Essentially, counties used to have a charity hospital. They used to go ahead and have a property tax of essentially a few to go ahead and keep a county medical doctor, not in great comfort here, but essentially middle-class comfort, and a nurse or two, and they used to have about, five or ten beds, hospital beds. And essentially, it was the county charity hospital set up by the county government. And folks, why can't there be something like that here? Or more to the point here, how come it can't be that essentially just like you end up having in the Alabama National Guard goes ahead and sets up a tent city and goes ahead and pulls 12,000 teeth and goes ahead and does a few basic measures. I'm not talking about MRI. I'm not talking about great stuff here. It's dental care. Essentially pulling teeth. Now, I'm not talking about bridge work. I'm not talking about root canals. I'm not talking about anything. Essentially to where the state of Alabama just simply reimburses for the price of the drugs and the other stuff here and essentially has these doctors who are working during their 2 weeks for, the Alabama National Guard to go ahead and essentially pull teeth and just simply set up a free tent clinic. Go ahead and set up to where essentially they do something like that. And folks, this can be done here, but not when you insist the big old HMOs and big pharma and everything else here got to make their money. Got to go ahead and make a good deal of money. Folks, medical treatment for my high blood is affordable. Every year I go in, see this doctor. He prescribes me a year's worth of high blood pressure pills. My refills are $24 a piece. He costs $60. Essentially, what happens is that my medical expenses are around $200, somewhere around that a year. Essentially, preventive medicine. Now, folks, there's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with having doctors do that for pay for service. But folks, going ahead. Essentially, you're a smoker, and you've gone ahead and smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, worth going ahead and paying $1 million for chemotherapy. You're a fat nigger sow who went ahead and ate all the chitlins and the pork rinds, and essentially, you're a 400-pound nigger. And essentially, you're suffering from type 2 diabetes. And essentially, here you are in the projects, and they have to go ahead and cut your sow legs off here. Is it worth going ahead and paying for that? The answer is, I don't think so. Folks, we're going to have to go ahead and get to where, as long as you are able to go ahead and live, you'll be able to go ahead and pay for the normal things of life. Folks, if you're a little premature, a little beaner here, who's born a month early here, and Juanita's going to have to sneak you across the border, you're going to have to be paid for millions of dollars a year. Folks, wouldn't it just be cheaper just go ahead and take a hammer to Juanita? They're a little premature beaner. How's that ever going to work its way out? Who's got to go ahead and pay for it in the American system? It's not going to work. Not going to work at all. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take, Rachel Maddow is a man. Well, hell, she looks like a cross between Jaime Cactus here, Sarah Bernhardt. Essentially, she's a lesbian here, so she's not really an Esther Cactus here. Essentially, maybe she'll go ahead and rob the sperm bank for a deposit by Bo Svensson here. Who knows? Well, folks, we're gonna go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back. Hail victory! Okay, folks, I'm, yeah, it's at the end of the record here. Folks, I'm right now I'm going ahead and saving stuff to my forum here under a various number of sock puppets here. And I'll go ahead and be back for the last segment of Movement Turk in just about 3 minutes here. Here we go, folks. Okay, we're back. Folks, I went ahead and probably spent more than 5 minutes because it goes ahead and turns off, shuts off automatically after 5 minutes. Was pretty well done and gone with. It looks like we went ahead and missed a few people, you know, went ahead and a few people decided they had something else better to do here. Or they had to go ahead and work tomorrow. In any case, folks, what today will be known as, I believe, is Black Thursday. I'm going ahead right now, and I have the Talmud Vision turned to MSNBC, the old Bongo channel, and you end up having big, fat, liberal wigger Ed Schultz here, thinner, Quigger, what the hell his name was, you know, another tard who believes a white man needs to go ahead and be forced to serve the nigger. You have this lesbian bull dyke, Rachel Maddow. And so, well, folks, about the time of the bionic backpack, pretty well, she was talking about Harold Cummings and stuff. I went ahead and logged on, and she has a nigger named Tyrus or something like that. Tyrone, something like that. Tyrone is a little nigger faggot who goes ahead and essentially censors, well, people like me. Pretty well, I got censored here, got kicked off of MSNBC, to where now I have to go ahead and log on as Dick Reltney. That's an improvement. And essentially, you have all these organizations that sort of have the notion that they're going to change things, they're going to go ahead and have things done differently, what have you. Essentially, I think that what you're going to end up having essentially is that you're going to have white people brought to a corner. And I don't think awakened so much. Folks, you have to be the dead. You have to be the dead in order to, not figure out that things are not going well. Things are not going very well at all. And if you're an average, ordinary wigger who sort of thinks he's going to be able to escape all the shit that's coming down, I think you're going to go ahead and find out that that's not the case. There's not going to be a soft despotism. There's not going to be a soft landing for Tsar Babylon. It's going to be a hard landing. And once things go ahead and become an open despotism where there is no law or anything, there's not going to be anything produced. Things are going to go ahead and turn rather bad here. Way out in Colorado, you end up having hot weather, extremely hot weather, and in this hot weather, what you end up having is you end up having more and more and more fires, and they're burning out more and more Wigger houses. I was going ahead and looking at some Wigger, Air Force major, and his blue-eyed Wigger wife and kid, they were crying because essentially it was on the New York Times. It's all on the New York Times about how their house that they seen was the one that had been burnt down. They lost their house. Their house was gone. Okay. Folks, here you are, essentially not having any money, not having any ability to go ahead essentially, and provide for your future. Your 401k was a 201k, then a 101k, and then before it became a 901k, essentially you were deemed to be above the limit to where you would get, quote, free Medicaid, which is not being paid for by the states. I've gone ahead and I've heard that essentially the Medicaid option, states still have the option of going ahead and opting out of it. That's what part of the Obamacare is, to go ahead and insure the poor. We're going to go ahead and increase it for Medicaid. And the first year, we'll pay 95% here of that. Then we're going to go ahead and reduce it over 4 years to 90%. And essentially, we're going to have bankrupt states take up a mandate, which is not fully funded. They're already bankrupt. Folks, I was listening. You know, that's why I didn't think this thing would pass, because it can't. How in the world is a country in which there is no, essentially there's no ability to go ahead and pay for all the deficit spending, and essentially you're going to go ahead and essentially create another mandate for Wiggers to go ahead and pay for health, free health care for beaners and niggers? and you're going to go ahead and insist that they file an income tax form. If they don't, they're going to be, if they don't have a proof that they've gone ahead and bought their own health insurance from a corporate, from a selected corporation, that essentially they get penalized with a penalty. You're going to call it a tax. Folks, it just means that fewer and fewer and fewer people bother even filing an income tax form anymore. All this is was an attempt by a nigger to go ahead essentially and shake down white taxpayers to pay for this. An entitlement, which essentially is not really entitlement, but rather a mandate now to where private people have to pay for this sort of thing. Well, folks, but what happens is that he went ahead and said, he went ahead and pointed out truthfully, is that if you go ahead and insist that the government can make you buy something you don't want to buy from a different corporation, and then claim you can do that under the penalty, you know, under the mandate of the Commerce Clause, then what exactly can the government not force you to do by making a penalty to where you have to do it? What exactly can the government not do? And the answer is nothing. There is no limit to this government. There's no limit to Zog Babylon. Essentially, what happens is that the brown people who essentially cannot pay for anything are going to go ahead and essentially, as a white man, you're not allowed to run for office if you're an open white man. If you actually believe the white people are superior, the white people are better, and you're not allowed to vote for a quote white supremacist. But on the other hand, any beaner that comes in, he not only has a vote that is equal to yours, he has a vote superior to yours because you're not allowed to go ahead and vote for a quote white supremacist. So how is this representative government? How is this limited constitutional government bound by a constitution is essentially anybody who's in power can go ahead and pass a law to where essentially it means nothing more than what they say it means. How's that going to happen? How is that going to happen? The answer is it's not. More and more and more and more things are falling apart. Things are pretty well over and done with. Folks, removal bongo, in order to get Romney. Romney went ahead and passed it for the voters of Massachusetts. He didn't believe the voters of Massachusetts should have a right to determine what the hell they bought. If you live in Massachusetts, essentially they're calling Romney care. If you go ahead and listen to what Romney did when they went ahead and passed this beaner thing here, essentially, he didn't go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and deport every beaner who's in this country illegal. No. He just went ahead and whined like a pussy about how Obongo needs to show leadership. Well, Obongo did show leadership. Showed leadership on behalf of, well, beaners. He's really going ahead and fucking Hoyers, but he did show leadership, you idiot. He showed leadership. Don't kid yourself. He showed leadership. He most certainly did show leadership. Oh, what to say? He showed leadership, all right. In any case, folks, what you have in this country, essentially the Zog falling apart here, and you end up having idiots saying, well, in any case, folks, this thing is not going to be cleared up by Obongo. It's not going to be cleared up by Romney. Essentially, they're both out to do whatever the hell they want to do. They're both out to go ahead and destroy white America. They're Satan's children. They serve Satan. Folks, don't go ahead and doubt that this is, that all this crap is happening by accident. Yes, a lot of it is simply a drift. It is what is happening as a result of what has already been set in progress, to where you have fewer and fewer whites and more non-whites. And essentially, well, it's just like my brother's kid, blonde, blue-eyed, a rather young little wigger who essentially has not been spanked by his daddy and certainly not by his bitch mother, goes ahead and kicks a fit at the Walmart, and essentially upon his narrow shoulders, well, hey, Zog is supposed to go ahead and prosper. Zog is supposed to go ahead and stay together. We're all supposed to go ahead and get along while niggers get to run riot, while beaners get to go ahead, take away every job. Essentially, while poor people are poor and poor and poor, but they got more and more responsibilities to pay for more and more and more. Folks, this is not going to continue forever. And far from, quote, waking up, essentially, it's not going to be a matter of waking up. It's going to be a matter of desperation, to where essentially there's no choice but to go ahead and destroy the army of pigs, the army of judges, the army of lawyers. Folks, my family was destroyed by the powers that be, and most of the time it was the Republican administration that did it. It was under Runt Blunt in Missouri. Start out, Bob Holden taking, you know, governor taking the kids. And folks, this was bipartisan stealing of white children and selling them. And folks, whoever is in power needs to understand is that if you destroy a white family, the only penalty that is acceptable is that your children are put to death. And in order to go ahead and make it understood is that essentially the other wiggers of this particular family of criminals, if you decide to go ahead and let a family of criminals survive, it will be because they went ahead and skinned alive. They went ahead and finished the immediate family of the policeman, of the lawyer, the judge, and the rest here, folks. Folks, in biblical times, essentially, when Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Well, folks, that was simply a declaration of intent. You go ahead and read where Yahweh went ahead and did most of the killing. He went ahead and opened up the earth. He went ahead, set a plague. Folks, Yahweh isn't going to go ahead and do that here. Unlike the first Zog Babylon, which went ahead and got destroyed in a wealth of water, this great tribulation is going to go ahead and set loose the four horsemen of the apocalypse of war, famine, pestilence, and, of course, death here, which, well, this Jew counselor said that you thought the death would be the result of the first three horses. But, folks, there's going to be the need for going ahead and putting to death those who went ahead, those wiggers who went ahead and made the situation like it is today. And I don't believe they're going to burn hell forever and ever and ever, but I believe in this life, they and their family need to be cut off. They and their family need to be destroyed. Essentially what they are is that they were a piece of whatever needed to be finished off. Folks, things are not going very well. And very soon, things fall apart. You will need to go ahead and deal with this matter. This matter will have to be dealt with. Folks, go ahead and think about, well, think about what's going to happen. But think about it. There's nothing you or I or anybody who's listening can do about it. All we can do is go ahead and petition Yahweh that it be His will that us and our loved ones who are worthy escape alive. Number two is up to ourselves. Go ahead and take care of ourselves. Make sure we have enough ammunition, have enough food, have enough sense to where essentially we can live quietly without ostentation, without members of our own family betraying us. So we can go ahead and survive on our own, but with Yahweh's help, what's coming. Then when the Great Tribulation has gone ahead and winded its way through, the courage to go ahead and rise up and mop up the remaining treasonous wiggers, the remaining regime criminals, the remaining vermin who need to be destroyed. Folks, that's why I go ahead and appeal to those of you who have some leadership potential. We'll go ahead and demonstrate that leadership potential simply by going ahead and keeping yourself and your family alive here. The natural aristocracy, a new neo-aristocracy. That's why I talk to 10,000 warlords, because, folks, you may not believe in what is happening. You may not believe in the Great Tribulation, but let me just tell you that when it occurs and soon it will occur, you will believe. You will believe. You may believe I'm insane now. You may believe I'm silly. You may believe that I'm a total doofus. Essentially, folks, this is the only movement show which goes ahead and criticizes directly the retards who are going ahead and trying to go ahead and take our money, who are being Zogbots, who are yapping about 9/11 and how it's Jews, 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 Jews. All the while, like Eli James or William Fink, they are Jews, 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 Jews. Folks, I go ahead and see this great scholarship by William Fink. I'm going ahead and reading a book by this one guy. Essentially, he's a nice Judeo-Wigger crapturist, but essentially he's written a pretty good book about the history before the flood. Went ahead and pointed out, according to the book of Jasher, where it goes ahead and tells about Noah's wife being Naama, as well as mentioned Naama, but not mentioned the Naama who was Tubal Cain's sister. So what you have to do is you're going ahead and looking at the Bible, looking at old history, you got to understand is that most of this is just simply set by an agenda by Wiggers and Jews and Bell Priests. You can't go ahead and believe anything you hear at all. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead, I think, and call it a night. Essentially, this was Black Thursday. Black Thursday, essentially, was, essentially the demand that white America pay and be a tax slave. Go ahead and pay and pay and pay and be made to pay for a corrupt, decaying health care system run by insurance companies and run by, well, quote, medical professionals. And essentially, it's not sustainable. Folks, I sort of wonder if by the very first year in, 2014, there will be a Zog Babylon left here. Folks, let's understand that neither the Republicans or Democrats are out to do anything better than fuck us here. Essentially, it would be better to let these Republicans get fucked up the ass and lose all their money. The only thing that cares for them here to be Democrats. So essentially have the balls to say, oh, Bongo is just nothing more than a foreign nigger. He's not our president. we don't acknowledge themselves as a president, and in some states simply refuse to go ahead and put him on the ballot. And then if by hook or crook he goes ahead and gets elected, essentially refuse to go ahead and recognize him as being a president. Essentially recognize that whoever is your governor, if he didn't go ahead and come to it, or sheriff, if he didn't come to it through a real election, but rather had to put his thumb on the scales that essentially it wasn't a fair election, that it didn't really matter, that it was altogether a lie. And understand that since it's a lie, essentially it's not real. Now, will they insist that it's real here when they try to punish you? And the answer is yes. Yeah, that's why you should keep a low profile. Essentially, hey, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just simply say that Yahweh provided for me. All this stuff belongs to the church. Essentially, go ahead and take care of it myself. Essentially, what belongs to Caesar, render Caesar what Caesar's, but guess what? My life, my living, my family do not belong to Caesar's, regardless of whether Caesar wants to go ahead and take it. Essentially, if Caesar goes ahead and takes it and steals from it, then Caesar needs to be destroyed. Of course, what happens is that the original Caesar was far more a man than most of the degenerates who went ahead and went after him. As the empire went ahead and went on, it decayed, but so did the population within it. And eventually, it was so decayed and so decrepit, so old and so senile, that no longer could function. That fell apart. That's where we're at here. Folks, don't worry. Don't go ahead and doubt that this system is tottering and tottering and tottering and staggering like a mad cow in the slaughterhouse of Armageddon. This regime, there is no regime. There is no country, there is no place in this world which is well run, which essentially is competently run. It's run for whoever is in power, and most of these elites, all these elites, are crooked and stupid and decaying and on their way out. But folks, your salvation is with Yahweh. Your salvation is, once you go ahead and get right with Yahweh, it is up to you to go ahead and survive. And don't go ahead and think that running around in a costume, be it Elmo or be it Gorilla or something else or a Nazi, just don't go ahead and solve anything. It's not. It's just going to go ahead and bring attention to yourself. You need to look after yourself. And you need to look after yourself without being attention whore, but rather soberly and understanding. Well, essentially, this world, this system is out to destroy you and destroy your family. It's up to you to go ahead and treat it like an enemy, treat it like it's Satan's administration, and thus to survive it. So, that should be it for tonight on Black Thursday. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. Well, I guess we saw Pooka Dog. Guest number 11 here. I'm going to go ahead and hang up. Glad you could go ahead and show up, Pooka Dog. Guest number 11. I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Hail Victory.